you know what? It's been fascinating to look back and see the extent to which the vision that the original founders had, and I'm really thinking about Roy Romer and Joe Shoemaker and others, Senator Decker, who were part of creating this institution that said they wanted a school for scrappy kids. And to look 50 years later and see the extent to which we've not only been true to that, but maybe even made it stronger. If you think about 60% of the students at this university are either first generation, a student of color, or low income. 97% of the kids at this university are Coloradans, so we're really clear about who it is that we're here to serve. And I say kids, but
they're not all kids.
No, they're not all kids. So the average age is 26, and invariably at every commencement we'll have somebody in their 70s that's getting a degree. And so you see this wide spectrum of ages, of ethnicity, of gender, of military veterans. So we've got 1,000 veterans here at the university.
And so what does Dr. Stephen Jordan, the educator, learn from these students here in 2016? What have these graduating students taught you?
You know, what they teach me more than anything is persistence. You know, I'm currently chair of the American Association of State Colleges and Universities, the 450 regional comprehensive universities in the country that have 60% of all the public four-year enrollments in the country. So I'm always hearing on a national stage and even in Colorado, all these issues about students needing to graduate in 4 years or 5 years, and somehow if they don't, they're a failure. And what I admire most about the young people who come to this university is the extent to which they persist in spite of all the difficulties they may have had, in spite of the bad childhood they may have had, or the marriage gone amok, or the fact that they started in two or three other universities, or in many cases, you know, at the last commencement, I had two different graduates say to me, "Dr. Jordan, I spent 16 years getting this degree," and another one said, "I spent 17 years getting this degree." I admire that persistence and how proud they are of their accomplishment because they never gave up.
All right, I look around the campus here and I don't see many fences. I don't see any ivy-covered walls. I'm wondering if this old image of higher education, the ivory tower, is gone forever. In other words, all the big universities in that association you're chairing want to grow up and be like MSU Denver someday.
Well, you know, I do think there is a really bright future for this university. And it's because we see our responsibility as being one to the community. We've defined our success as being one in which we take the people of this community, bring them into this university, transform them, put them back as useful contributors to the community, and along the way, actually do some things to change the social fabric, the political fabric, the economic fabric of the community. We see that we have a responsibility to help make this metropolitan area stronger. And so the fact that we have the opportunity to have our students engage in real work while they're a student, because businesses are all around us, social service agencies are all around us, not-for-profits are all around us, it allows our students and our faculty to engage as a part of their curriculum in actual community engagement and real-life experiences. And I hear over and over and over again from business leaders how neat that is.
And so, graduates, as we move our tassel from one side of the mortar to the other, of your remarks at graduation this weekend?
Yeah, so I will say, as I close with the graduates, a phrase that I use with every graduating class. It actually comes from, it's a phrase that's on a poster that's in my house. And it goes like this: "Know that no one is silent, though many are not heard, work to change it." We think that what we're doing is creating people who will be engaged with their community, who will be able to not only recognize when injustices are being done, but then will speak out on behalf of those who don't have a voice and help to make this a better city.